Republican primary candidate Chris Herrod says the only reason he's running in this congressional primary election is because he feels the 3rd District should have a conservative lawmaker representing the Republican ticket. And he does not feel John Curtis is that person.
Well, when you look at the fact, Tanner Ainge actually ran as a conservative. And so there's no question that I'm conservative. And so Tanner Ainge and I split the conservative voice. And so if you add mine and Tanner's, it adds up to more than 50%. And so that's one of the reasons I got back in the race. I hadn't planned on running, but when I saw that no conservative had signed up to take on John, and then I saw that there was only one person that had signature gathering, because I didn't want to be in another three-way race. But when I saw that happen on the last day, then I decided to jump in again.
Last year in the special election, Herrod won the nomination from the convention delegates, but John Curtis was able to gather enough signatures under Utah's HB 54 to be on the ballot. Herrod says he spoke out against this bill and thinks it violates the First Amendment of free speech.
There's two great rights. I think that you have religious rights and then you have political rights. And the right to associate is one of those great political rights that you have. And, I also saw other types of association rights and even religious rights that could be infringed. You could argue in this state that the LDS Church has a great amount of influence, even on politics. And so, should the public have a right in how the LDS Church chooses its leaders? I think most people would say that that's pretty far-fetched.
Herrod supports the federal tax cuts, even if they are projected to increase the deficit by $1 trillion by 2020. He says the deficit is a national security issue and spending programs have to be cut. The U.S. Department of Education had a $68 billion budget and under 4,000 employees in 2016. He feels states are better equipped to manage their education needs and supports eliminating the Federal Education Department. He says it will take someone with real courage, though, to cut Social Security entitlements, which is what he says will address the deficit.
I'm 52. If you tell me that I'm going to have to work a year longer or I'm going to get 10% less right now, I can make an adjustment. I believe that we need to leave those that are currently on Social Security or are going to retire in the next few years. You leave them alone. But somebody like me, you tell me I'm going to work another year, but I have time to plan. But the problem you have is the longer you wait to make those cuts, those difficult cuts, the more drastic those cuts have to be.
A large portion of land in District 3 involves the high-profile battle over national monument designations. Herrod believes Congress should repeal the 1906 Antiquities Act that allows a president to designate national monument status.
Yeah, last time around, I was happy to be endorsed by both San Juan County commissioners. This time, Phil Lyman is endorsing me. I believe the oppression of the federal government, and it's been done by lots of ways, BLM, from overregulation. And so I do support President Trump in his reduction of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase National Monument.
He says it's a crime to desecrate cultural ruins and thinks judges should use the courts to preserve the antiquities found in the Bears Ears and Escalante monuments. Herrod says Chaffetz's proposal from 2016 to preserve 80,000 acres in the central Wasatch is something he's more comfortable supporting.
That's a bill that I don't know as much about as, so before I give a final opinion, but something like that that has local support and, but that's a much more reasonable number.
Herrod says the best way to address immigration issues is to let people know they will be sent home if they try to cross the U.S. border illegally. He supports the existing immigration policy, which allows the separation of parents and children at the border. He says the U.S. immigration policy is a national security issue, and he would support hiring more immigration judges.
I do support President Trump. I mean, I've been to the border where it's a single strand of barbed wire. That encourages people to come. If you can smuggle humans, then you can smuggle dirty bombs, suitcase nuclear weapons, all sorts of drugs. You look at the opioid crisis. The vast majority of those opioids are coming from Mexico. And so, I'm a big believer in immigration, but our current policy right now is actually racist. When one nation, which makes up less than 2% of the world's population, gets 28% of the benefit of legal immigration, 50% of the benefit of illegal immigration, and 79% of the benefit of DACA students, that's the very definition of institutional racism.
Chris Herrod is running for U.S. Congress in District 3. Registered Republicans will be able to vote in the June 26th primary election. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.